So good afternoon, Fiona. Thank you so much for answering my questions today. So you are a wedding planner and event manager at for Starwood Fiji, and I would love to ask you a few questions to help potential brides and groom coming here for their wedding. So for how long have you been working for Starwood Fiji, please?
I have been working for Starwood Fiji for almost 2 years. I was based out at the Sheraton on Tokariki Island, but I've just recently moved to the mainland ever since Cyclone Winston.
Okay, so you're Fiji. Now based in Denarau Island.
Yes, based in Denarau Island until we reopen Sheraton Resort and Spa Tokariki.
What was your position there back then?
I used to look after rooms at Sheraton Tokariki, but I'm currently doing a task force role, which is director of conventions and weddings.
Okay, great, thank you. And can you tell us a little bit about what's special here at the Westin Sheraton and for Starwood Fiji in terms of weddings and events?
Yeah, we're very lucky that we have three properties. On Denarau Island, and they're all right next door to each other. So something that we definitely highlight to our guests is that you can stay in one resort, but you can play in all three of them. So we've got the Westin Resort and Spa Denarau Island, Sheraton Denarau Villas, and Sheraton Fiji Resort. So especially with our wedding guests, when they come and stay, they have three properties to choose from. Guests can be spread across all three, but they can all utilise the restaurants together or the swimming pools together, etc. So that's something that's sort of...
And the spa.
Yeah, absolutely. The spa and the gym, the kids' club.
Yeah,
so that sets us apart from different resorts on Denarau Island because they're not limited to just the...
It's much more choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Even in terms of price of... bit of room price, I guess.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we've got everything from our entry level rooms up to the suites, and that's across three properties. So
oh, great. Beautiful. What are your favourite parts of the job?
Favourite part of the job would have to be that it's extremely rewarding. It's obviously a lot of hard work goes into making someone's special day come to life, but it is, you know, very rewarding when you're there and you see the joy on, you know, the bride and groom's faces, their family and loved ones all with them. There's nothing that really beats that feeling.
Yeah, it's such a happy day.
Yeah, absolutely. So and, you know, being part of that day and having helped it all come together is just...
A reward.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
You would be grateful. And how many people can... host the Westin for or the Sheraton or all the properties here for weddings?
So we're quite lucky in regards to, as I said before, with the three properties. So we have multiple venues that we can utilise for weddings, both indoor and outdoor. We obviously have the wedding chapel down at Sandy Point, which is very popular. And then we have our own specific wedding lawn, which is down at the Sheraton Fiji Resort as well. That's a very well manicured piece of lawn that is imported grass that we look after specifically for weddings. And you can host, I mean, we do weddings there for just the two bride and groom.
Two people,
All the way up to, I think the largest that we've done there would be about 200.
200.
Yeah. But in saying that, we can do... we can do more than that. We've got, we're lucky that we have the Denarau Island Convention Centre. So that as an event space can...
And that sometimes gets like 500 guests or something?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like last night we had a dinner in there for 600 guests.
Oh, wow.
So we can cater for large functions. And, you know, depending on what people want, a lot of people want something more intimate and quiet. So... You know, it'll be just the two of them at the ceremony, and then they might just want a table for two in one of our private brewers at either Flying Fish at Sheraton Fiji Resort or at the Kitchen Grill at the Westin. So we can organise that, or we can organise a large function in either of our ballrooms or even one of our outdoor spaces. So.
Sushi night. Yeah. It's perfect for everybody.
Exactly. There you go.
Mm-hmm. What budget would you think, like, about what's the budget for someone that wants to get married here?
Roughly. I mean, again, it depends on the scale of their wedding, but you're looking around, so if you're looking at about 30 guests, say, as an average, you're looking at a reception around 16,000 Fiji dollars, and then the ceremony itself would be, depending on whether they're after an outdoor or indoor ceremony, would be around the 5,000 mark. So I'd say all up, not including accommodation, you're looking around anything between 20 and 25,000 Fijian.
So what does that include? Like,
that's everything from, all of our ceremony packages include the sort of legal side of things, so the marriage certificate, the apostille stamp,
celebrant,
you've got a bouquet for the bride, you've got the flower pin for the groomsmen, it includes the venue hire, we also have either, depending on the package, a trio of serenaders,
or we can offer a local
choir as well. Some people like the more traditional choir. And then reception-wise, our reception package includes your buffet, our resort deluxe buffet. It's got a drinks package in there for 4 hours, DJ, the basic sort of outdoor lighting, which generally includes the fairy lights, and sort of some up lights as well. It also includes canapes and the table settings as well. So,
great.
I mean, we do include most, you know.
Yeah, everything
things,
is possible.
Yeah, in our packages.
Everything is possible.
And what isn't included in the packages, we can always add on. So,
yes.
I mean, some people want a little bit more. So, it, you know, in addition to the buffet, or they want to have
a special cake, or
they'd like, you know, the fire dancers to come in and entertain and things like that, which we can absolutely do. So we always include the different add-ons as well for guests that want to go that little step.
You give
further.
These options. Yeah, you leave that open.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what about the food options? Can you detail that a little bit more?
Yes, so we generally offer buffets as an option for our weddings. In saying that, that's just generally because we have a lot of reception options outdoors. And buffets are a lot more suitable because it's further away from the kitchen, and buffet food options tend to...
By the beach, it's just right here.
Exactly, yeah. So,
a la carte, everything will come and be cold. Or
so if guests are after that sort of set menu or a la carte option, we do receptions in either Flying Fish at Sheraton Fiji or the Kitchen Grill at the Western. So they can sit down and have a sort of set menu or an alternate drop.
Is that possible if it's outdoor as well to have a la carte?
It depends on the number of people. And we don't usually recommend it, but in saying that, we're always happy to cater for what guests want. So, you know, if it comes down to it, we generally can do whatever the bride and groom are after for their special day.
Of course. Right. And what's the little add-ons you're talking about? So you say there is like fire dances.
Yeah.
And what else, like fireworks or?
So we can do, the fire dancing and the sort of meke show for the bride and groom. There's also, our standard inclusion for the reception is a DJ, but we can swap that out for a band. So if they want a live band, we can definitely do that for them. Other sort of entertainment which can require permits and things like that from the local authorities is things like lantern releases.
Oh, right.
And like firecrackers and things like that. So we can organise all that. However, it needs to be. It's not something we can do last minute, unfortunately.
Yeah,
so
2 days before.
Yeah, it's something that requires a lot of sort of permits and approval by different authorities, especially with Denarel being underneath a flight path.
Okay, so yeah, it's dry and you don't want to get the place on fire.
Yes, so
obviously.
You have to be quite careful. But,
do you have like a Kalva ceremony or like...
Yeah, so we can organise a lot of our sort of... the in-between time between ceremony and reception. Mm-hmm. A lot of brides and grooms like to do that and organise a private Kalva ceremony for the guests as something to do sort of between... And
local, it's a traditional, authentic experience.
Exactly. And for people that haven't been to Fiji before, it really makes them sort of feel immersed in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them haven't had the opportunity to try Kalva. And it also, you know, is good, it's a way to sort of, you know, some guests can get carried away with the wines.
Yes, it's a good way to have a break.
It's a good way to just take a moment and make
drink
sure
something
that,
else.
Exactly.
That's true. What are your options in case of rain if the wedding was supposed to be outside?
So with all of our weddings, we always book a wet weather backup location. So we will book that as soon as the wedding is guaranteed and we've process that through with the bride and groom in the system and we've received a deposit, then we'll book in a wet weather backup option. Now, that could be, depending on the number of guests, it could be one of our ballrooms, it could be one of our pre-function areas, otherwise sometimes we move it to Cocoa Palms, which is one of our outdoor function spaces, but it's undercover, so you can still feel like you're
outdoors.
You've
got a roof.
Exactly, but you...
And you stay dry, you keep dry.
Yeah, absolutely, but in saying that, we will lock that in as soon as we receive a deposit and the signed contract from the guest. However, once the bride and groom are on property, which we recommend they arrive 2 days before their ceremony, once the bride and groom are here and we do a walk around with them, we will make definite the option for the wet weather backup with them. So we won't 100% confirm it until they're happy with the option.
Okay.
We don't want, I mean, a lot of people, most people come to Fiji in order to experience, you
the
know, the outdoors
weather.
And the good weather. So it's a, you know, it's one thing to have rain on your wedding day, but if we're then going to go and pop them into, you know, a ballroom, you know,
that's not
a lot
so
of people.
Nice.
Exactly.
So it's good to have an option kind of outside with a roof.
Exactly. So we always want to make sure that they're happy with the options before we make it definite. Otherwise, you know, it's just...
You already are taking care of your bride and groom.
Well, that's the main aim.
You do. What is the common timeline in terms of timing?
Okay, so for organising a wedding?
For typically, like, to walk with the sunset or with whatever, you know.
It depends on the time of the year a lot of the time. We have some guests, a lot of the sort of smaller weddings that are just the two of them or maybe up to 10 people, they like to get married later in the day in time with the sunset. In saying that, with so larger weddings, usually sort of around... Anything between sort of 1:30 and 4:30 is quite a popular time to get married and have the ceremony because it then gives time to have photos and then start your reception around sort of 6:30-ish.
Yes.
We have a policy for our outdoor venues of a noise restriction that kicks in from 10:30 p.m.
Oh.
So from then, we don't allow DJs or bands
to be too loud or
because we have accommodation areas and we can't we can't disrupt the other guests, so in saying that, we don't make the party stop at 10:30. We do offer our chime bar over at Sheraton Fiji Resort that's open till late, and if we let them know, you know, that we have a wedding party, then they'll happily stay open. Obviously, as long as we give them sort of advance notice.
Yes.
So yeah, it
That's good to keep the party going.
Yeah, so, and because we have that restriction, then a lot of people like to start, you know, the bride and groom decide to start the reception at sort of 6:30 mm-hmm. latest, mm-hmm. because we have lots of 4-hour beverage package, 4-hour DJ hire, etc., mm-hmm. and that coincides with the 10:30 cutoff. So okay. it works quite well, but I mean, we've never had much of an issue with the 10:30 noise limitation for outdoor ceremonies, yeah. purely based on the fact that a wedding day is, I mean, it's a long day.
It's a long day.
You get up early, mm-hmm. you know, there's a high, you know, emotions are running high. Mm-hmm. So it takes a lot out of not only the bride and groom, but also the, you know, the wedding party and, mm-hmm. you know, the guests. So we find that, you know, a lot of the time, by the time it gets to 10:30, yes. everyone's sort of, you know,
really happy to go to bed. Yeah.
So it's never been too much of a problem, but we do offer, you know, alternatives as well for that.
Great. Do you offer a wedding rehearsal? Like, is
we
that
do, yes.
possible, or do you do that all the time, or does it depend on the?
It's not very common, no, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Wedding rehearsals are done upon request. Mm-hmm. We do ask our brides and grooms if they'd like one, mm-hmm. But it's just not a huge request that we yes. get. I mean, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people decide to come to Fiji to get married, and they, you know, if you're going to make sort of that decision, it's very much sort of laid back
yes.
approach, mm. I guess, and from that they just, you know, a rehearsal is a lot more formal, mm-hmm. I think, and we don't necessarily have that here. But in saying that, every now and again we do have a request. We can, at an additional charge, get the celebrant to come in yes. as well, because the celebrant will charge for their services for a rehearsal.
Of course, yeah.
So we can get them to come in. We can also...
Do they meet the couple before the wedding?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they can either come in the day before and do a full rehearsal mm-hmm. with them at the venue. Otherwise, at the ceremony prior... the morning of, mm-hmm. they can meet them as well. So it's sort of...
Yeah, and then they're ready, very ready.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's possible.
Yes, it is.
How do people process once, you know, they've decided they want to do it with you? Is there any contracts, or do you sign any... Is there any kind of deposit and everything? Or
yeah, so we have a... wedding agreement mm-hmm. That we send out as a almost like a proposal, I guess, initially, and if the guest is happy with that, then they can sign it and return it back to us. And once mm-hmm. we receive that signed contract, mm-hmm. We also need a full deposit of the ceremony only.
Yes.
Okay, so not the reception, just the ceremony only. And that can be anything between sort of 1,500 Fijian mm-hmm. up to sort of 3,000 Fijians
yes.
is the deposit. And then that will not be refundable
yeah.
in the event of a cancellation.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so basically once we receive that signed contract and the deposit, then...
You log the date, yeah.
It's 100% mm-hmm. confirmed, and then we can sort of keep finalising details. Mm-hmm. And number changes of guests for receptions or the ceremony, they can change, they can go...
Yeah, that's a detail, like you're not fast
yeah,
about...
exactly. So we up until 30 mm-hmm. days prior to the wedding
okay.
date, we're happy to...
Be flexible with that.
Mm-hmm. It's just that 30 days out from the wedding and the ceremony and the reception, that's when we ask for the remaining mm-hmm. balance of the payment,
yes.
so including reception as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at that stage, that's when it's sort of final. So
yes.
that's when we lock in all the numbers and take the final payment, so
mm-hmm.
that when they get to the property, they don't need to worry about paying any added extras unless on the day they decide to... add something else or
yeah oh, of course adding is easier than
exactly
yeah
exactly.
So yeah, the cancellation policy would then be just there won't be any deposit refunds, but
yeah
all right up to 30 days before. Do you have any special story, memorable story that you would like to share that happened to you this year?
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you always take something away from each wedding that you're part of. There was, I guess, a wedding we did back in September. It was a beautiful wedding that was done at the wedding chapel, and then mm-hmm. we had the reception down at Sandy Point, so on the sand beach area.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy lights and everything set up, and people had come from all over, from the US to from New Zealand. We had some locals, we had some from mm-hmm. Australia and everything.
Amazing.
Attending this wedding, and a lot of them knew each other, but you know, there's always, it's always a good thing at a wedding for you to sort of break the ice, and you like to see all the guests mingling with one another and all the family members mingling with one another. And mm-hmm. at this particular wedding, to sort of break the ice, the first thing they did once the bride and groom had entered the reception was within their tables they all started playing Pass the Parcel, which is like a kid's
party game
mm-hmm. where you all have a wrapped up parcel and you pass it around your table mm-hmm. Until the music stops, and then you take
yes.
a layer off and you mm-hmm. keep going until you
right.
get a prize
mm-hmm.
and it was really lighthearted. It was really like such
cheerful.
It was really a happy time mm-hmm. for everyone, and everyone got into it and sort of relaxed, and you know, it really set a good mood
to bond people together.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it set a really good mood and atmosphere for the rest of the reception, so that was something that I sort of
magic sparkle of the
exactly. And it just sort of went to show that the, you know, the couple were very relaxed and you know, happy people. But it was really nice.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing all of that. And I'm sure if anyone wants to ask you more, they can email you to...
Absolutely.
Fiona at...
Fiona.winger@starwoodhotels.com.
And I will add all the links and everything.
Yes,
so
perfect.
Everybody can just contact you and get in touch. And
That sounds good. I look forward to it.
Thank you so much.
That's all right. Thank you.